The news in detail from Brian Jennings.
The Taoiseach will continue his St. Patrick's Week visit to the United States today with an intensive round of trade promotion and business investment meetings in Washington, D.C. It will involve meeting a number of U.S. multinationals as well as Irish firms doing business in America. During the Shamrock Bowl reception at the White House last night, the Taoiseach praised President Trump's peacekeeping efforts in Gaza and Ukraine. And he said Ireland had built a strong economy through free and fair trade with other countries. Our Washington correspondent, Sean Whelan.
Day four of the Taoiseach's visit is all about the economy and business. Enterprise Ireland, the IDA and Science Foundation Ireland are hosting a day-long investor conference at a Washington hotel where the Taoiseach will take part in a number of events to promote transatlantic business opportunities. He starts the day with a breakfast meeting with a new strategic economic advisory panel of US-based business leaders. Later tonight, he'll attend the Ireland Fund's gala dinner as the keynote speaker. The black tie event will raise over $1 million for the work of the Ireland Fund's in cross-border community development. Sean Whelan, RTE News, Washington.
President Trump has said US officials are on their way to Russia to discuss a plan for a 30-day ceasefire agreed with Ukraine on Tuesday. Moscow has so far not said whether it too would agree to the truce, saying it was studying the statements. Mr. Trump said an agreement from Russia would stop most of the killing.
I think that would be 80% of the way to getting this horrible bloodbath finished. It's a bloodbath that's taking place over there. On average, 2,000 to 3,000 young people a week are being killed in that stupid war that would have never happened if I were president.
The Kremlin has said President Vladimir Putin has visited Russia's Kursk region, where Moscow's forces are attempting to retake territory seized by Ukraine last year. Russian media reports said he ordered the military to fully liberate the region. Meanwhile, the Ukrainian military says it shot down 74 out of 117 drones launched by Russia overnight. It said a further 38 Russian drones didn't reach their targets. The Russian Defense Ministry said 77 Ukrainian drones were intercepted and destroyed over several Russian regions. More than 200 Ukrainian refugees have been issued with letters from the Department of Children and Integration for a second time in 3 weeks, stating that they must leave their accommodation. Last month, parents living in the student accommodation in Dublin City Centre requested to stay until the summer to enable their children to finish their academic year in their current schools. The department paused the move for 3 weeks, but further letters were issued yesterday informing residents that they would be leaving tomorrow morning. There have been calls for urgent action to address mental health difficulties among those experiencing homelessness. According to a report published today, at least one in two residents of the homeless charity DePaul are struggling with depression and anxiety. It recommends increased investment in staff training, support for individuals with enduring mental health issues, and targeted interventions for substance misuse and dual diagnosis care. Our social affairs correspondent, Alva Keneally.
This report, jointly published by DePaul and Mental Health Reform, is based on administrative data of over 4,000 homeless people collected by the homeless charity between 2018 and 2023. During that time, 37% of DePaul residents reported mental health difficulties, which is nearly twice the national rate. Just 4% of residents have access to a psychiatric nurse and 9% can see a counsellor. The report points to an over-reliance on psychiatrists prescribing medicines without holistic interventions, viewed by service providers as ineffective. It says the predominant factors contributing to homelessness amongst men were substance misuse difficulties, mental health difficulties and family breakdowns. Women, on the other hand, often cited domestic violence, trauma and mental health difficulties as primary causes.
And now the weather.
RTE Radio and Weather with Grant. Future-proof your home and comfort with the HVO biofuel-ready Grant Vortex condensing boiler. Think heating, think Grant. Visit grant.ie.
Beginning cold, bright and mostly dry. Cloud building during the day, bringing some showers mainly to the north and west. Highest temperatures 6 to 10 degrees.